This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
They're jumping. Karen, I don't know if you want to look behind you, Steve, but Karen is,
oh my goodness,
swinging a bag of popcorn.
A full bag of popcorn. Be careful with that lumberjack popcorn.
Could you imagine if that just exploded?
Just started
and just went everywhere.
Raining lumberjacks.
I'll be honest, I would laugh my ass off because I know I'm not cleaning it. That's her problem.
Yeah, it's all on you.
And I might just start jumping up and down like the rest of you just to smush it more into the ground and make it more hard for you.
Oh, rude.
That's very rude.
Friday. You got to troll your friends on Friday.
See, I would just eat it off the ground.
Yeah. Oh, you
10-second rule.
Yeah.
Because you're nasty.
Let's get to Ken from Puyallup. Ken, are you there?
Yes, hey guys, how you doing?
So good. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
All right.
For those playing at home, Ken has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's roll.
What sport did David Beckham play?
Soccer.
Correct. Which horror movie is the quote, "Here's Johnny" from?
The Shining.
Yes. Liam Payne was best known for being in what pop band?
Pass.
What fast food chain is known for its double double burger?
Double burger. In-N-Out.
Correct. When the moon covers the sun, creating a daytime darkness, it is called what?
A lunar eclipse.
No.
A solar eclipse.
Correct. The Guardians are an MLB team from what city?
Cleveland.
Yes. What is the largest gland in the human body?
Gland. Pass for now.
Captain Kirk was the captain of what Star Trek starship?
The U.S. Enterprise.
Correct. The live streaming service Twitch was first launched in what early 2010s year?
2011, 2012,
yes. 2013. Yes. What do you call a group of witches?
A brood.
No.
A pack. A murder.
Ken, that's a group of crows, but you know, you got 7 correct.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. And you got to all questions, so I think it's going to be close.
I agree.
Do you think Steve's going to pull it out?
No!
Stop saying that.
It's a saying.
Steve, do not pull it out.
Literally,
no matter what Sarah says.
I heard someone on TV together. Oh my God.
Oh no!
What? You said pull it out.
I said do not pull it out.
I heard it on TV.
You did not. Yeah, was it on like Cinemax at night?
Cat House?
It probably was honestly one of my really, really bad reality shows that, you know, you shouldn't trust their
Below
brilliance.
Deck. I bet it was on Below Deck.
It probably was. Yeah. Okay. Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
Pull it out.
What sport did David Beckham play?
Soccer.
Correct. Which horror movie is the quote, "Here's Johnny" from?
The Shining.
Yes. Liam Payne was best known for being in what pop band?
One Direction.
Correct.
Rest in peace.
What fast food chain is known for its double double burger?
Wendy's.
No.
But that's Baconator. In-N-Out.
Correct. When the moon covers the sun, creating a daytime darkness, it is called what?
A solar eclipse.
Yes. The Guardians are an MLB team from what city?
Cleveland.
You know it. What is the largest gland in the human body?
The tongue.
No.
The pituitary?
No, but I'm impressed you know that word.
The renal.
No. Yeah. Captain Kirk was the captain of what Star Trek starship?
Enterprise.
Yes.
Was it the USS Enterprise?
Yeah, there we go. The live streaming service Twitch was first launched in what early 2010s year?
2011.
Correct. Oh. What do you call a group of witches?
Bitches.
Yes, but no.
A gaggle?
No. A gaggle of
witches. A cauldron?
No. Steve? Woo! It was a close
club?
One. You got 8 correct, which is still a win, 8-7. Sorry, Ken.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care.
You did end up pulling it out. Oh. Proud of you.
I did it for you.
Thanks.
You can go home and think, George, Steve pulled it out for me. And you'd be like, I'm going to kill him. No, I beat Biggs.
No, I'm going to say that, and he's going to understand what I'm saying.
I don't think so.
I know so. He's been with me for a long time. He knows my lingo. Two of you both didn't get right. What is the largest gland in the human body?
Sweat?
It's the liver.
Oh, the liver is
a gland?
Yes.
And an organ?
Isn't that amazing?
That's wild.
And what do you call a group of witches?
I believe it's a coven?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Coven. Looking at you, fellow Halloween fan.
One of my favorite seasons of American Horror Story.
Oh.
Was
same,
what?
Me too.
Yeah, I know. You have no idea what I'm talking about.
No.
No.
Yeah. No. Coven.
Well,
is that the one where all like the three witches that are girls and they all hang
that's
out?
That's Hocus Pocus.
That's
what,
oh,
come
okay.
On.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, congrats, team. You still won.
KISW presents Disturbed, the Sickness 25th Anniversary Tour on Cinco de Mayo next year at Climate Pledge Arena. And all week long, we've been giving out code words for you to text.
Because nothing says Cinco de Mayo more than...
Hello, Margarita, my old friend. Today's code word...
I need another shot.
Today's code word to text is sickness. Text the word sickness to 206-803-ROCK for your chance to win tickets to the show and get all the details at KISW.com. Migs, you experienced a first as a parent.
Yes.
And it was at a parent-teacher conference, as I understand, at your child's preschool.
Yeah, I didn't go. My wife did, but I heard all about it.
So how did it go? We're going to find out after Disturbed.
The Daily Migs Show.
Migs, you have a preschooler.
I know. Can she stop growing?
I'm
enjoying her
up.
At this age, and I don't want her to do all these things. That means that she's growing up.
And one of those things was a parent-teacher conference that happened.
Yeah, so Sid tells her, she's like, hey, you know, we got the parent-teacher conference. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm thinking it's going to be at night. She's like, no, it's during their class time. Like, so it's like 9 or 10 in the morning. So, of course, I'm not able to make it. But when she told me that, my first thought was, I hope she's good, because we were fresh off of that conversation with Bryan Danielson, you know, AEW wrestler, former WWE's Daniel Bryan, and he shared this story about his son.
We had a parent-teacher conference at my daughter's school, and it was like, your daughter's the best. She's the best student. She's so helpful. She's this. And later that night, I get an email from where our son was going to school, telling us that he had been kicked out of school for biting two teachers and gouging one in the eye. And of course, they're like, of course the wrestler's son is gouging somebody in the eye. And then if you go in and like, okay, some of the things I've done.
They pull up a video. So I'm a little nervous. Like, okay, is Tatum going to be like his daughter, or is he going to be like his son?
Oh, boy. Well, I mean, she is a wrestler's daughter. Does she know how to, like, body slam
kids? Apparently, she gave a Canadian destroyer to her teacher, and she wasn't happy. No. No. Thankfully, everything came back great. Dude, it was kind of one of those proud parent moments where, like, they told my wife, and then she relayed it to me. And I had to write it down because I was like, I don't even know what this means. But apparently, Tatum is in the quote-unquote excelled group.
Wow.
Which I guess are the kids that they feel more comfortable giving more, put more on their plate because they're able to, like, do stuff more, not just there, like just staring at a wall or screaming or whatever. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on. But she also said that our kid's like turning out to be quite the leader. Like whenever the teacher wants the class to do something, Tatum's like, come on, guys, we got to gather up and sit over here. And I'm like, that's awesome.
Wait, so is your daughter a brown noser?
I was about to say she's a kiss ass, and I love it.
She's not a class clown like her father.
I know, right? It's pretty cool, though. It's pretty awesome to hear that. But then I realize she's also the master negotiator. Like she has totally worked us wrapped around our finger. So she's like, this goes great. We're all like, we're so proud of you. She's like, you know, because I was so good and I had a good parent-teacher conference, I should probably get a treat, like a reward. Like, you know, if you get a reward, I get a reward. So I'm in for this. I mean, what do you want? She's like, lick. And I'm like, lick. And I was like, that's the ice cream place we went to. There's this new ice cream place in Puyallup. That is amazing. It's the best ice cream we've ever had.
What flavor did she get?
Like a toasted coconut.
Mm.
Yeah, and then there was a pumpkin spice one. They have dairy-free ones, but they also have legit dairy ice cream. They've got like a Harry Potter butterbeer one. They got a Cookie Monster one. They got all different kinds.
I just think it's funny because I love Steve so much because I feel like any ice cream he has is the best ice cream he's ever had in his entire life.
The amount of passion that oozes from this man when talking about ice cream is ridiculous.
That's like alcohol to me.
Do they have plain vanilla?
Maybe. I'm not sure. We got the coconut one. It's like a vanilla. It looks like vanilla. That's what Tatum was calling it. I'm like, it's not really vanilla, but we'll go with vanilla.
I like checking out new ice cream spots. But Lily, my daughter, of course, she's like, they don't have plain vanilla. What is
I
this
bet
place?
They do. But it's all like, you know, a small little company, family run, and all these crazy different flavors. If you're ever in Puyallup, check out Lick. It's the best ice cream I've ever had.
Let's go.
Congrats to the proud parents of a, you know, excelled preschooler. So
I was proud of her being excelled, but I was more proud that she was working a deal already with the parents. I thought that was pretty awesome. She's like, you know, I was a good kid. I probably should get some ice cream for it.
I'm absolutely.
Like, I like the way you're thinking and keep being good because that means dad gets ice cream as well.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove that to us and you will get tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Lost Christmas Eve Tour. And that is coming to Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday, November 23rd. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we've not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Olympic Hot Tub. So call us if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if there's anything on your mind that needs to be discussed. 206-803-ROCK.
Some people are talking about the things that you would be buried with. One person said I would want, because earlier we talked about certain celebrities that went into the grave with certain things. Like, I think Frank Sinatra had a flask.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's planning on getting boozed up in heaven or something along those lines. And then it was like, what, Bob Marley had a guitar and a bag of weed.
Some weed.
Hell yeah. And so somebody texted, I would want to be buried with my tools since I love using them.
Yeah. You could repair some things in the afterlife.
Meet up with Jesus and be like, yeah, I heard you're a carpenter. I brought my tools.
Let's go.
Is that, that's weird? No. So he said, this is pretty messed up. Anytime you send a text,
and you preface it with, this is pretty messed up. You have my undivided attention. This was back in sixth grade. I was about 10 or 11. And this is in relation to our conversation about random things that you've kept over the years, like a keepsake and the backstory behind it. And they said it was around 10 or 11 years old. My teacher would have her daughter, who was in her early 20s, come in and sit in class throughout the school year as she was studying to be a teacher. She was always very nice to me. And the last day that she was there, she was playing with a plastic spoon in her mouth all day. At the end of class, she gave me the spoon and told me to always keep it. Me being young and thought nothing of it until a few years later, I realized how weird that was, and I threw it away.
Ew.
I don't like that.
Ick.
That is so strange.
That's the ick.
Definitely saying it's pretty messed up is the right way to go.
Yes.
I do want to bring up something that our friend Sarah brought up earlier when we were talking about getting buried. Okay. And we had the conversation about like going to the grave with certain things. And then we had a guy call in and said that he was wanting to go to the grave with his cats who were already buried in his backyard. And we're like, you're going to bury, you have to dig them up, put them in the casket. And he's like, yeah. It's like, okay, a little interesting. And then you had a weird question that you asked us about the legality of certain things.
Yes. And for the record, I don't think that guy was weird at all. I would help dig up his dead cats to be able to be buried with his dead cats. I would do that for him. I think that's actually
somebody
really
in your life,
sweet.
So if someone in your life passed away and they said, hey, they left a note that just said, hey, when I get buried, would you mind digging up my like cat, hamster, dog, and then, you know, it's just going to be a pile of bones.
For sure.
I respect that Sarah is down to just acknowledge anyone's wishes.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty special.
Well, just going to, you know, San Diego and drinking with her, she's just never going to say no to anything.
I really won't.
Like, do you want to go here? Sure.
But I literally had this conversation yesterday with my father because I am curious if it's legal to bury a human in your own backyard. Because when my father goes, I would love to bury him under our fake grass at our house. And he couldn't answer that question because if you're able to bury your own pets, if you know, the world knows, the government knows, they do the embody or whatever they do to a dead body. They do the whole thing. Like, it's a very, and then they give me
so
back the body.
In a casket?
Yeah. Yeah.
My first thought is absolutely not. You have to go to a cemetery, but I'm just saying that because I just assume that seems weird.
You are correct.
Absolutely not.
You cannot.
You can't?
No, in Washington, bodies must be buried in established cemeteries.
A hallowed ground.
So now you got to figure out a way to get your backyard to be deemed an established cemetery. Then you can do it, right?
Yep.
Well,
is it good enough if you just put up Halloween decorations of tombstones?
Like those little toy tombstones?
Look, it's a cemetery.
That does not count at all.
So you said in Washington. Does that mean there's other states where it's okay?
I just looked in Washington
okay.
State.
I don't know if that's like some kind of federal law, I hope.
Yeah, I know. You can only bury a body on private property if you meet all the licensing requirements.
Well, maybe your private property would be your house, right? So maybe you could have it meet all the requirements.
But that would be weird if one day you had to sell it, and then like the realtor has to look at the new couple that's maybe looking at this new home in Mercer Island. They're so excited about it. Like, just to let you know, and they peel back the fake grass, and there's a casket. We're like, this is the old owner. Are you okay with that?
And just so you know, Sarah's going to show up once a year on her dad's birthday and place flowers here.
Yes. I mean, if you could do it with animals, because you don't have to tell a person buying a house that there's like a bunch of like dead animals or dead cats that I buried, right? It doesn't matter.
I mean, I remember when I was a kid and my hamster died and we just buried it in the dirt in the backyard. Nobody, I don't know if I was supposed to or not. I just assumed, who cares?
See, that's what I want to do with a human. Maybe I just won't tell. Maybe it just won't be in a coffin.
You probably should do it on the down low. Yeah. If you're going to do it, don't tell anybody.
How did you go to prison, Sarah? Well, I buried my dad in the backyard when he died of natural causes.
Somebody just said, Sarah wants to live over BJ even after he dies.
Yeah, of course she does.
Yes, I feel like I want to go to a gravesite and like sometimes, you know, they're far away or they're wherever. How perfect would that be if it's just in the backyard? And then he's invited to all my house parties.
Poor George, because you know, every day you'd probably be outside like on like a beach chair, just with like a mimosa. Just talking to the fake grass.
Like,
Dad, blah, 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 blah. And he's just like, I can't believe I married this woman. She's out of her mind.
Well, don't worry. We'll get his parents right next to BJ when they die, too. So that I'm talking to everyone.
Oh, boy.
Do you guys don't want to be buried in my backyard?
I don't want to come over after that happens.
No.
I still debate if I want to come over to visit you at a party.
I don't know if I want to talk to her anymore, apparently.
You know, now that you say that, Steve, you have never been to one of my parties before.
This is kind of why.
Is there a band that you would travel and see all over the country?
Yes. There's a few. I think, I mean, Pearl Jam is a definite top one, but I think there's definitely some other ones. The band The Glorious Sons would be pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Danny, who would you do? Green Day? Well, you kind of already did.
Yeah, honestly, after doing a few Green Day shows and getting the different experience, I was like, man, I kind of want to do this with other bands too, like The Offspring. Ah, yes.
Well, there's a well-known rock band that just stated that if you travel from town to town to see them and you keep going back to the front row, if you go to the front row more than once, they're going to kick you out.
What?
Yeah, why? We're going to tell you at 9:50.
Wow.
Yes, the Daily Mix Show.
If you go to more than one Pretenders show on their current tour, don't sit in the front row more than one time because there is a chance they're going to kick you out.
Are you saying sit in the front row because they're too old to stand?
I can't imagine it's a pit. It's got to be seats, right?
Well, did the Pretenders play with Green Day?
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
They opened for Foo Fighters. Mm. So they
saw what happened with that.
Yeah. They won't kick you out of the whole concert.
They just started impregnating people.
Just the front row. And Chrissy Hynde said that this is because when they go out on tour, they want to play to a different crowd every single night. And when you crowd the front row night after night, it takes that opportunity away from the locals.
Okay. So she's saying, I'm sick of looking at all of your ugly faces. We want to see some new people.
Well, and apparently the fans are not having it.
Well, it's a weird thing to ask. I understand the sentiment. Like, you know what? It's fun to see new faces, and sometimes maybe they're seeing the same people. And I don't know, maybe those people are also like kind of entitled and they're like, give me a set list, throw me a drumstick. I don't know. I'm just creating a narrative in my own head. But I can understand that you want to see new faces, but I don't think there's any winning in putting up a post on Instagram saying, hey, look, if we see you more than once, we're going to tell you to get out of the front row.
Yeah, I think that's pretty extreme. Also, no disrespect to Pretenders fans. I like a couple Pretenders songs myself, but I don't see them as having like a gang of people going from show to show.
Maybe
I don't know.
Do.
Maybe they do.
Also, like if it's seated, like if there's actual seat, it's a front row seat. So you're going to tell someone who paid good money to get a front row seat that they're going to move. Good luck to that. And then on the flip side, if it's general admission, I think Danny could attest to this because recently he was in the front row for a Green Day performance. Mm-hmm. You got to get there freaking early.
Yep.
And then you got to stand there and potentially, you know, have to wear an adult diaper or something. I don't know. Like, you can't leave to go to the bathroom because good luck trying to get your spot back.
I honestly think about the times, like, back in high school. Because we used to do that. Like, we would be there at noon. We'd ditch school and go to shows early. Like, wait in line in the freezing cold winter of New Mexico, which is really cold. It's like 20 degrees outside. And we'd sit there waiting. We wouldn't use the bathroom all day. Then go to the show. And you'd sit through four bands because you wanted to see the headliner. And you're in the front. It's like, and you never went to the bathroom. How do we do that?
Dude, I remember even like recently with that Kiss show, and shout out to Craig Gassie. He was able to like escort myself and my buddy Craig to the 10 rows back. He was keeping an eye on what seats were used and not used. And there was a pair of seats that weren't being used for the first few songs. So he's like, hey, as long as you guys are cool with moving, if someone shows up, you can have these seats. I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. And nobody came. And I was afraid to leave the seats and go to the bathroom. Like, how am I going to get back? So I watched the entire Kiss performance without going. And as soon as the last song, and I'm like, thank you, good night. I looked at my buddy Craig. I'm like, we need to go to the bathroom immediately. He's like, same. We just ran to the bathroom.
And especially if you're drinking a beer or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, how you gonna, you know, break the seal?
Like, I mean, again, I understand that you want to see different people in the front, but I don't think the best way to do that is telling your hardcore fans that are willing to go above and beyond to see you that you need to move.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Hey, tomorrow, if you don't have plans in the morning, I would like to cordially invite the Rockaholics to join Sarah and I at Making Strides Against Breast Cancer of Seattle. We're going to be at Gasworks Park beginning at 10. I think the walk is at 10 a.m. The program is at 9:30. We're going to be there bright and early. If you want to join and be part of the team, you can head to KISW.com. If you can't join us, maybe you'd consider making a donation.
How are we doing on the donations? I know we're over $5,000 raised, right?
Over $5,500. We're still waiting for that Microsoft match from Jason's $2,800 donation. So we're sitting real pretty, Rockaholics, and we appreciate all the support. And you can get all the info at KISW.com.
And wear your pink. If you come tomorrow, don't forget to wear pink.
I have one pink shirt, and I'm wearing it tomorrow.
I need to bring you more pink.
This is an offline conversation.
Why were people dropping, covering, and holding all over the PNW?
Danny and I did it together yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
Sarah and I did it together yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
We're going to tell you why we did that during the Daily Mix download after Beastie Boys.
The Daily Mix Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is in the studio with us this morning. Last year when we did Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, I think you were like training for a marathon.
Yeah, I was in a lot better shape last year. I ran down there. I think I was like 7 miles into a 15-mile run that day. So if you see a picture of me at Making Strides and I'm wearing like water bottles and stuff like that, it's not that I overplanned for a 5K walk.
This guy needs to stay hydrated.
It's that I was running over a half marathon. Now, this year, not in that great shape. I will probably drive down there, walk with you guys, and then drive home.
Perfect. Bloody Mary's out of work.
Yeah, right. I'm going to hydrate with a Coors Light.
Yeah, not as active in 2024 as I was in 2023.
Hey, the Seattle Kraken pretty active last night. The goals were coming just like the night before when they scored seven. This time around, six goals scored. They beat the Flyers 6-4 thanks to an insane second period where they scored three goals in 3 minutes. That was pretty awesome. Up next, taking on the Calgary Flames at Climate Pledge Arena, and that's going to be happening tomorrow night.
Let's go Kraken. The great shakeout took place yesterday at 10:17 a.m.
Over
1.3 million people participated in Washington, and even millions more worldwide, practicing earthquake safety.
Ryan, were you here when this happened?
Yeah, I was doing my show, and I crawled under the counter here like I'm supposed to, and I caught an M&M. It was a big score.
We were in the production room, and all of a sudden I hear this.
Your head and neck with one arm and hand.
Yeah. And I went, ooh, M&M. That's exactly how it happened.
Nearby, crawl underneath it for shelter if possible.
And then Danny caught me. I was under the table.
Nearby, crawl next to an interior wall away from window.
And we learned that Sarah's terrible at this. She crawled in
the
middle.
Which part of it?
She was on the ground covering her head, but not under anything.
Well, in the case that you don't have something to get under, she was doing it right.
Thank you, Taryn.
There was a giant kitchen table right next to her.
And she also laid on her back and just started shaking at some point.
It's like, you're not the earthquake.
Well, then I tried to stop, drop, and roll because I know that's what I learned in school.
But this is encouraging people to be earthquake ready. Get your home, your workplace, get a communication plan together in case of a future earthquake.
I feel ready now.
Me too.
Thank you.
I was shaky at 10:17, but that's pretty normal.
That was from the weekend in California still beating you up. I don't know if we needed that. I think, weren't we all ready for it? I knew what to do for an earthquake. I didn't need an alarm to tell me to do it at work.
I've been practicing this for like 35 years.
Yeah.
We're on the 14th floor. We're all going to die if there's an earthquake.
No,
let's get real.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine. And at your old age, Sarah, you should know all this stuff too.
Wow.
You've probably been doing this for like 45 years.
Do you hear what happened 45? Over at Facebook or Meta? They had to lay off about 30 of their employees because they were abusing those $25 meal vouchers that they give. Apparently, they give these vouchers to people who are working long hours. And like, you know what? We don't want you to have to pay for your own meal. Use the voucher. Get some DoorDash or get some this, get some that. People were using it to get stuff that wasn't food. Like, they were getting wine, laundry detergent, acne pads for some reason.
Yeah, load up on acne pads.
I mean, it's tech, so.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Ryan.
One ex-employee wrote anonymously on this website called Blind, on days where I would not be eating at the office, like if my husband was cooking or if I was grabbing dinner with friends, I figured I shouldn't waste the dinner credit, so they just used it for whatever, like wine or acne pads.
Seems fair.
Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 53 degrees. It's going to be cloudy. The DMD is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, a sub above, and that's what's up. And go Seahawks this Sunday in Atlanta, taking on the Falcons, and that's at 10 a.m. on Fox.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.